I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Yeah, they do like three sets, but I was there for the middle set, and they did not do Mbop for the middle set. But yeah, I've seen them every year that they've been here. Oh, excuse me, Adam. My alarm is going off.
Do you have to take your go-to-bed pills?
I have to take my go-to-bed pills.
He has to take his go-to-bed pills, everyone. Next thing, Daniel's going to get Bluetooth headphones, and he's just going to walk away from the mic as we're recording.
I'm just going to go rummage through the refrigerator. Just like, yeah. This is expired.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Do you have to take your go-to-bed pills?
I have to take my go-to-bed pills.
He has to take his go-to-bed pill.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4724 of the FO for Wednesday, the 18th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, catch up on more so-so questions, and maybe even a voice letter or two. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a de-lurking good morning to you. Offers Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're half offers today because y'all, it's the day after Saint Fatty's Day, and y'all, you know, all of your Saint Fatty's Day candies and things are going to be half price today. Big Fatty, there's no St. Fatty's Day candies. Well, maybe there's a marshmallow leprechaun or something. Big Fatty, you ain't right. No, I'm not right. But y'all wishing us a party. Y'all, they're all lurkers or former lurkers. of the BFO. Y'all, the first one, y'all, that was Erica. Erica de-lurked a couple of years ago, I think. It may have been last year, but I think it's been a couple of years. And then there was Brendan. Brendan, I think he's our most recent de-lurker. You know, he won Miss Bacon's Money Contest. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then Lurker Rick, he usually de-lurks each year. We have Lurker Week. Big Fatty, is this a premonition? Well, you may see Lurker Week soon.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo, I'm asking you to stay in the train.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old
Fatty. We love the Fatty the Pooh music, and it always tells us you ain't got shit for the little show. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I completed my cone beef and cabbage preparation, and y'all, I had a couple of bites of the cone beef. The cabbage cooked up nicely and all that cone beef juice, and so I took it all out of the cracker pot, and I put it in containers in the Frigidaire, and y'all, I was going to have it for my St. Fatty's Day supper, but y'all, I forgot it's Shady Pines Day, so I guess I'll hold off till to have leftover St. Fatty's Day, y'all, or I may just make soup. You know, we can, you know, have your Irish potatoes and your cabbage and your cone beef and all that good pot liquor, as they call it, and make it just a lovely soup. I probably put in some more extra potatoes, though, if I do that. Maybe an onion as well. But anyway, and y'all, I will say I did not watch the news with Tom Yamas, because y'all, he's off. I don't know if he is on holiday or if he has been stricken by an ailment, or maybe he just, I don't know. But he wasn't known. So, I turned on that David Manua, and y'all, he has, there's something about his cadence when he speaks and the way he sits. It's almost like the way he positions himself at the desk is very scripted, that he's got to have that right arm just, you know, like he's about to jump into the camera. And so anyway, I didn't watch the news at all. And but y'all, I did catch up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I'm all caught up on that Matlock. You know, that's the new reboot of the show. Y'all, it is so good. So good. And y'all, you know, the assistant, the male assistant attorney, you know, he got in trouble with I don't know what he got in trouble with, but y'all, they wrote him right out of the show, and y'all, they brought on this young, tall thing, and y'all, they're describing him as a bro, and he bros out, and he does a lawyer stuff to go against the grain of a bro, and but y'all, he's still broing. And, you know, he's always going, let's go. Yes, Big Fatty, all the bros do that. And, but I watched that and I caught up on I caught up on the Shark Tank? I think I did. And y'all, I took my go to bed pills and I played a little bit of the Candy Crush, and y'all, I was in the bed by 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and you know, I tossed and turned a little bit because I wasn't the go to bed pills just hadn't kicked in yet, and so but by 9 o'clock I was drooling, and and y'all, the windows were open. Y'all, we went down in the upper 30s, and y'all, it was lovely. The electric camisole was just perfect, and anyway, and so slept like a baby, got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had my coffee, had some of that croissant bread toast. Y'all, it's delicious. And with butter, and did my puzzles, read my e-paper, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, came back home for a short rest into TT, and then I was off to senior science class, did that, Came home, had a little cheese and crackers, and watched that Stephen Colbert. Y'all, they had they're celebrating the 15th anniversary of that Book of Mormon, and they had the creators on there, and then they had that Andrew Rannells. Yes, Big Fatty, a big old mo. He was on there, and he sang, and y'all, it was good. It was just good. And now my lawn folks have just finished up, so the acreage of the villa is spick and span, and y'all, it always looks so nice once they finish. But y'all, I guarantee by tomorrow it'll be covered in leaves again, because you know, for some reason Big Fatty's oak tree drops its leaves in the spring. And y'all, so I'm recording a little bit earlier than normal, because y'all, Hortensia will be here in minutes. And I wanted to get at least some of the little show recorded before she got here. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all will get back to more of these so-so questions. Y'all, we're about halfway through with Miss Bacon's questions, I think. Yes. Miss Bacon writes in and says, Big Fatty, if you had $10 million to help people / places or things besides LGBTQI, what would you do with the money? First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communication. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. To help people, places, or things. Well, first of all, it's never going to happen. So I really don't have an answer for this. But I don't know. I would probably do something to support the arts.
Yes, Big Fatty, maybe the farts too.
No, probably not the farts. But anyway, all right, got another one here from Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes, do you think Earl Grey will be your last vehicle you ever buy? Well, first of all, thank you, Miss Bacon. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. Miss Bacon, you make it sound like I'm on my last leg.
Yes, Big Fatty. So that's why she wants to know what you're doing with that $10 million and you didn't mention her.
Well, I certainly hope Earl Grey is not my last vehicle that I buy, because if I don't need another vehicle, I've either run Earl Grey into the ground, or I've given up driving, or I've gone to glory. And absolutely the so-soest of so-so questions, you're just putting one of my feet in the grave. Y'all, a timely question here from Miss Bacon. It says, has Hortensia been there lately, and what's her schedule? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communication. Always lovely to hear from you. And were you not listening when I just said it? Hortensia is coming today. That's why I'm having to record a little bit early. And she comes once a month. On the third to, I say, Tuesday of the month, and unless there's a calamity, anyway, yes, a so-so question mainly for those who are not paying attention. Y'all got another question here from Shy Tom, it says, does the special chair need maintenance? Well, first of all, Shy Time, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. It doesn't need maintenance. It needs man entrance on it.
Ah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Anyway, or maybe exit.
Big Fatty, it could be an entrance too with the humpity bumpity, especially the humpity part. It's true. So, anyway, Shy Tom, thank you so much for that. Y'all, let's just to catch up a little bit, let's go back to a couple more Miss Bacon's questions here. Next up is, when you fine dine, are you a big tipper? Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely a so-so question, because your idea of a big tipper and my idea of a big tipper are two different things. Y'all, Miss Bacon will tip 100%. And Big Fatty, if that's what it takes to be a big tipper, Big Fatty is not a big tipper. Big Fatty, just the tip. No, not that kind of way. Anyway. Next up, it says, I learned recently you hate eggs. Are eggs the gateway drug for mayonnaise? Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question, because I don't hate eggs. I hate deviled eggs. But a scrambled egg is delicious, or an omelet. And I don't care for fried eggs unless it's on an egg muffin. Anyway, eggs are the gateway drug for the mayonnaise. And we know that Big Fatty cannot stand the mayonnaise. So there you go. And last one for today, who is your favorite celebrity besides Nora and Gail? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. Are there celebrities other than Miss Nora O'Donnell? And Miss Gail King? I think not, but if I had to choose someone, who would I choose? This just goes to show you there are no celebrities other than Miss Nora O'Donnell. And Gail King, who waits for no one. Yes, Big Fatty. So I guess that you answered your own question, because that's why it's so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just so-so. And y'all, I think we'll just hold it right there. Y'all, I've still got quite a few so-so questions. I know the so-so question desk is ready for this to come to an end. And Big Fatty, we all are ready for it to come to an end, if you will. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Like I said, I'm heading over to Shady Pines for supper. You know, something tells me that the special might be coon beef and cabbage. Yes, Big Fatty. So who knows? I might get some coon beef on coon beef day. Also, yo, by the way, I got up at senior size class and I said, now, you know, the story is that if you don't wear green, people are supposed to pinch you. And then I said, and I'm sorry I didn't remember that before I wore these green pants here today. Big Fatty, you're silly. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And anything you want to remind people about Big Fatty?
Do you have to take your go-to-bed pills?
I have to take my go-to-bed pills.
He has to take his go-to-bed pill.
Oh, I'd take a go-to-bed pill if it was my straight boyfriend pill. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.